007 reporting for duty.
If I'm doing a fake movie, it's going to be a fake hit.
Smoke and mirrors, guys. Welcome to the movie factory.
How dare I? How dare you?
Okay, you seem normal.
It doesn't matter what I feel.
I'm Commander-in-Chief.
What if someone really good made a horror picture?
Happy Hunger Games.
That's as good as it's going to get. And it won't ever get that good again.
The movie news.
You stay classy, San Diego.
With Garrett Daly.
Garrett, how are you?
Happy New Year to you.
Here we are again, another year of movies to look forward to.
Yeah.
And all the good ones are coming out, which
all
is great.
All the good ones are coming out because it is awards season.
It certainly is.
You know, we're going to be bombarded over the next couple of weeks with all these awards and mentions and nominations and the likes. I mean, BAFTA was mentioned this week. Gravity leading the race there. Do you know what? I've got this sneaky feeling that Gravity is going to sweep the boards at a number of these things. I really wonder.
See, I don't think it's a straightforward race, which is great.
Yeah.
Because when it is, and you know one film's going to win everything, it becomes kind of boring. I think everyone has a lot to play for this year, actually.
I just noticed that Gravity is heading back to the cinemas as well.
Mm-hmm.
They're re-releasing it. And when you see that happening, you know the traction was a big earner at the box office as well.
12 Years a Slave, though. A lot of talk about that,
absolutely.
Too.
Absolutely. And I mean, it's going to be interesting. But for us, I suppose we get great movies. Isn't that the good thing?
That's the main thing.
11 nominations for Gravity,
yeah.
10 for American Hustle and 12 Years a Slave. Captain Phillips had 9. This is in the BAFTAs. I suppose one of the dark horses will be Philomena. It had 4 nominations, and I think we'll probably see that in Oscars. Well,
so.
Certainly in the writing categories.
Yeah.
Woody Allen, speaking of writing, original screenplay nomination for Blue Jasmine. It's his 24th BAFTA nomination.
Excellent.
Which makes him the recipient of the most film nominations in the organization's history.
I doubt he cares, though.
No, I don't think so. And he's won 10 BAFTAs as well. The wonderful Stephen Fry is going to present that
event.
Well,
it's worth watching for him alone, isn't it?
February 16th, absolutely, at the London Royal Opera House. So that's BAFTA.
Okay. Now, we've Golden Globes in a minute, but of course the voting for Oscars has just closed, hasn't it?
It closed on Wednesday, so those votes are in. There's about 6,000 people that vote in the Oscar race. PricewaterhouseCoopers will look at those, tabulate them all, and keep them under lock and key. The January 16th, that is Thursday, we're going to hear the Oscar nominations, and then we have to wait till March 2nd till the big event itself. And it's a huge event, as you know. So that is the big one. It's the 86th Oscars this year. So you mentioned the Golden Globes.
Yes.
That's on tomorrow night in Los Angeles. Of course, the mixture here of TV and film in this one. And it's a difficult one to call because you don't have as many voters in this as the Hollywood Foreign Press Association, made up of about 80 people.
Everyone's a bit more relaxed about the Golden Globes.
Yeah.
They all have a good night, don't they?
And they have a few drinks at the night as well.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, it's quite an enjoyable event for a lot of people. But yeah, is it a precursor? Can we tell a lot from it? It's hard to know.
A few hints, maybe.
You'll get a few hints because you'll get an idea of the voting and as to how people are thinking. One that is good, though, in terms of recognising what way things might go. And of course, we naturally do build up to Oscar being the biggest one. But this is the Directors Guild, because they tend to choose, you know, very 5 worthy directors for feature film nominations.
Yes.
This year's been interesting because, you know, Alfonso Cuarón for Gravity, Paul Greengrass for Captain Phillips, Steve McQueen for 12 Years a Slave, David O. Russell for American Hustle, and Martin Scorsese for The Wolf of Wall
Street.
Serious
lineup,
what? A very serious lineup, but a couple of big omissions, maybe some telling ones. Lee Daniels for The Butler, Stephen Frears for Philomena, Spike Jones for Her, Alexander Payne for Nebraska and the Coen Brothers for Inside Llewyn Davis, and Woody Allen for Blue Jasmine, all not at the races. So we'll see.
Quite a year for directors, actually. It'll be an interesting fight, won't it?
It is. And I suppose one of the things is the DGA is the most reliable predictor of winners. Only 7 times in 65 years has there been a difference between the Guild and Oscar.
Oh, that's interesting.
It did happen last year. Yeah,
yeah.
Affleck won the DGA, while, of course, Ang Lee took home the Academy Award.
That's right.
But
it's,
you know, only 7 times has there been a difference. So it'll be a good indicator. The nominations for that one, well, there's about 15,000 members that vote there. So that's why you probably get a little bit of difference.
Okay.
25th of January that takes place.
Okay, and awards back home, of course, too.
They've announced the date for the IFTAs. It's the 5th of April, so I think all filmmakers and everything are submitting right now. But the 5th of April is when we'll get to see the 11th year of that Irish ceremony.
Very good. OK, that's where we leave all things awards for now. No doubt we'll be talking about them every week for the next few months.
I'm sure.
Now, you mentioned the Coen brothers there, the Lighthouse celebrating Coen brothers films at the moment.
Yeah, and they have a nice event on, actually. It's a Big Lebowski fancy dress party.
It's a great idea.
With a late night screening of the movie. It takes place on the 17th of January. And as you say, it's to coincide with their film season. But, you know, you're going to get a chance to see the movie, play a few games, stuff like that as well. I can imagine that will attract some dude followers.
Indeed,
right,
yeah.
To it. And it's all building up, of course, to the release of their new film, Inside Llewyn Davis, on the 24th of January.
Yeah, looking forward
to
that.
Nice event.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, news of a director named?
Well, this is the sequels to Rise of the Planet of the Apes. This is the movie Rupert Wyatt directed in 2011. It was a big success. And of course, they've gone on to make the sequels. Matt Reeves was signed on to direct Dawn of the Planet of the Apes, and he's now been signed on for a third film in the series as well. So it looks like they're going to go straight into filming that. He's kind of previewed the one Dawn to them at the studio. They liked it. They've hired him again. We're going to see that July 11th. That's the second one in the series. And I suppose he's going to get to work on number three now.
Interesting what they the different titles, isn't it?
Dawn of the Planet of the Apes.
Rise of the Planet of the Apes.
You're going to forget them all instantly, aren't you?
I know, we're just going to go on the 1, 2 and 3, aren't we?
Yeah.
All right, great to see some filming in Dublin.
Yeah, it started on Wednesday. This is a new movie called Glassland, starring Jack Reynard, Tony Collette, Will Poulter. The story deals with a young taxi driver who gets tangled up in a world of human trafficking while trying to save his mother from addiction. As I said, the shoot got underway on the streets of Dublin. Element Pictures are producing. Writer-director Gerard Barrett, who won the 2013 IFTA Rising Star Award for his debut feature, Pilgrim Hill, is directing, which is a great one for the 25-year-old who's, and this one will be highly anticipated within the industry.
Great, we will keep an eye on that. Okay, what trailer should we check out online this week, Gareth?
Well, John Hamm is a very popular star from the movie or from the TV series Mad Men. And of course, he's been in some good movies. The Town he was very good in. But this is a big one for him. This is a movie in which he plays a sports agent who stages an unconventional recruitment strategy to get talented Asian cricketers to play Major League Baseball. And, it's called Million Dollar Arm.
Okay.
He stars in it alongside Lake Bell, Bill Paxton and Alan Arkin.
Oh,
it's
Alan
a Disney
Arkin.
Movie. It's a big movie and I reckon it's going to be a big one. So
great, we shall check that out. Now, as you said, a lot of big movies hitting our big screens, and we mentioned it already, Steve McQueen's 12 Years a Slave on the big screen this weekend.
Yeah, and this is a big independent film. It's going to get a lot of attraction, as you said. Chiwetel Ejiofor, Michael K. Williams, Michael Fassbender, who's been nominated in a lot of categories as well.
Yeah, superb cast. I really liked it. I thought it was excellent. It's harrowing, you know, from the title alone what you're going to get here, but I really thought it was excellent. Let's take a listen.
Patsy, do not look in his direction. Continue on.
Patsy!
Found him, master. Brought her back just as instructed.
What'd you just now tell her? What'd you say to Pats?
No words were spoken, none of consequence.
You're a liar. You damn liar. I saw you talking with her. Tell me.
Cannot speak of what did not occur.
Oh, Grass Black, bro! Grass!
You come here.
Master, I thought...
Master, come here!
I brought her back just like you...
Come here!
Yeah, that's 12 Years a Slave in cinemas this weekend. Now, some Irish interest in our next big screen movie.
Yeah, Simon Delaney is starring alongside Vince Vaughn in a comedy about a man who fathers 533 children through anonymous donations to a fertility clinic 20 years ago. Jack Renner's in this movie as well.
Yeah.
But if you're looking for a bit of a laugh, that one will probably do well at the box office in amongst all the big serious hitting dramas that's out as well. Collider is another movie from director Jason and Butler. It's a theme of really what would you do if you could go back in time. Its action takes place in 2018, the year the planet has just collapsed and the human species are due to be wiped out. And there's an unknown race called, there's a mutant race called the Unknown. Now,
our next one is a creepy one.
They keep making these, don't they?
They do, and I don't go to anything because I'm too scared.
They freak out people, they really do. Paranormal Activity. This one's called The Marked Ones. Jesse begins experiencing a number of disturbing and unexplainable things after the death of his neighbour, and as he investigates, it isn't long before he finds himself marked for possession.
Am I missing anything?
They're scary, they are.
They are very scary. You know, no, everyone says they are very scary, so if you like your scares, they are for you. Colin Firth and Nicole Kidman on the big screen.
And this, like, to look at the trailer, you would have thought this had all the hallmarks of sort of Oscar potential.
Yeah, and yet it's been kind of quiet enough.
Yet it has been quiet. Mm. It's about the victim from World War II's death railway sets out to find those responsible for his torture, and it's based on a true story and a big cast, as you say.
All right, a TV movie recommendation. What should we look at this week?
Yeah, well, this is a favourite of my dad's, actually, and I remember watching it with him years ago. It's about a new governor of an American prison farm decides to pose as an inmate before starting work so that he can see what kind of institution he's taken on. It's a fact-based drama starring Robert Redford, who of course is on screens at the moment in All Is Lost. Jane Alexander stars in it as well. It's called Brubaker. It's on TG Cahir and it's on Monday night at 9:30. Worth a watch.
Lovely, Gareth. Thanks a million.
Thank you.